The operators of one of Victoria's biggest coal mines face possible fines of more than $10 million over a massive fire in 2014. The fire at Hazelwood in Gippsland blanketed the town of Morwell in thick smoke for more than a month. Residents had to move and there have been fears of long-term health damage. Now WorkSafe Victoria has charged the operator GDF Sewers with 10 breaches of workplace laws. Class actions could follow. Robert French reports from Gippsland.
Today, nearly 2 years after the Hazelwood mine fire, WorkSafe Victoria became the first government agency to bring charges against GDF Suez. It's alleging the company failed to prevent its workers, the community, and emergency services from being exposed to health and safety risks during the 45-day blaze. But it's not the only problem the company is facing in the Latrobe Valley.
I think it's really difficult for any company with multiple forces against them to be able to just sit and say, oh, it's okay, we'll ride this out.
Kelly O'Callaghan is a councillor at the Latrobe City Council. She says GDF Suez is also being investigated by the Victorian Environment Protection Authority for possible environmental law breaches. There's also the potential for class actions from the community, a legal challenge over $100 million in liability for a major piece of local infrastructure, and an as-yet-unpaid $18 million bill from the Country Fire Authority for fighting the Hazelwood mine fire. Mick Tisbury from the United Firefighters Union says he's happy the company is being held to account.
It's better late than never. It vindicates the union's position for asking for charges to be laid in the first place. The fact is we had 16 firefighters who were taken to hospital with carbon monoxide poisoning. We had a firefighter with a serious infection.
But he's angry WorkSafe cleared the Country Fire Authority and Metropolitan Fire Brigade of wrongdoing, finding they took reasonable steps to protect their workers.
I think a lot of our members will be very disillusioned by that. Morale's at an all-time low in both services with the professional firefighters. So this is just another kick in the guts to professional firefighters in the state of Victoria.
He also questioned why it took so long for the authority to lay the charges, but the Victorian Premier, Daniel Andrews, has defended the delay.
Look, I'd always hope that authorities, whomever they might be, act as quickly as possible and try and provide certainty to all parties in any legal process. You'd always want the process to be as quick as possible.
GDF Suez says it will vigorously defend the charges. It's also told the ABC it won't pull out of Hazelwood earlier than expected. But Councillor O'Callaghan is concerned it may be too much.
There's a lot pushing back against that company. There's certainly going to be an awful lot of impact for this community if the company leaves earlier than would have been originally planned. But the other element too is you've got a community who've had a lot of conversation about Hazelwood for a long time. The investigations are important, the inquiries are important, as is the need for the community to have answers. But there's also a significant depth of feeling that people just want to move on.
But with WorkSafe's charges only just being laid, that's unlikely to happen.
Robert French.